Melanie, moving on to you. So like Andrea's work, your work with Afros in Nature really inspired us to come together and host this conversation series. And so I was hoping that you could tell us a bit about what inspired you to start the organization Afros in Nature and how it's been going so far.
Sure, absolutely. So Afros in Nature started in the summer, you know, while the world was going through another round of civil unrest. And I was actually driving and thinking of ways that I could better serve my community. So a little bit about my background, just to kind of like empathize and understand where Hassan is coming from. Like growing up, my mom would always like not allow me to go out into the woods, not at least here. My family's from the Dominican Republic, so in DR, it's just different, you know. Everything is like nature-based and nature-related, and like everyone pretty much looks like you, so it's like okay there. But here, my mother would always be like, no, you're not allowed to go out into the woods. You don't know what can happen to you. I don't trust it. So like I didn't really expose myself to the outdoors until like my early 20s. That's when I just kind of, I realized that like I liked enjoying, you know, the outdoors, and I liked the way it made me feel after spending some time out in nature. I also grow my own food. So that's been something that's been very therapeutic throughout this year of like messiness. So, you know, on my drive, just thinking about ways that I can, you know, better serve people that look like me, I just kind of put two and two together. Like, I enjoy outdoor spaces. I enjoy growing my own food. It brings me a sense of healing and a sense of peace. So how can I do that in community? Because I know how unwelcoming outdoor spaces can be for Black, Indigenous people and people of color. So how do we do that in community? Because we, you know, we work better as a unit. Like, you know, if we go out as a group, like there's less of a chance that something can happen to one of us because we are together as a team. We like have like certain like protocols that we follow. Like we say hello to everyone as we pass by because, you know, you just should if you're a good person. Like it's just nice to be nice to people. But like especially in like outdoor spaces, like just say hi so it doesn't get weird and awkward. And a lot of times it does, but a lot of other times it doesn't. But anyhow, so yeah, so that is how Afros in Nature became a thing. I reached out to a couple friends who also do really amazing work in the Lehigh Valley. And we decided as a collective to come together and just kind of offer one or two meetups a month where we go out in nature and explore. Very recently, we went paddleboarding in Ottsville, Pennsylvania, which like just imagine like 20 like Black and brown people driving through Ottsville and then getting to Lake Nockamixon and everyone's just looking at us like we don't belong. But like the beautiful thing about this group too is like we're reclaiming space. We have that very right to this space. And making sure that we also honor the Indigenous land that we are on and talk about it in these spaces as people are just like staring at us wondering what we're doing here. It's like, well, even though you're not part of our group, you're about to learn something today too, because like this isn't your land, so let's just get into that. So that's kind of how we host like our meetups, just kind of like building a connection within each other and also with the space that we are in the outdoors.